From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Like the legendary unicorn it resembles, the narwhal is an enigma. It lives only in Arctic waters, in a frozen seascape far from civilization, making it hard to study and therefore not well known to science. For instance, we don't know what it does with its most distinctive feature. We do know that its 6 to 10 foot tusk is actually a single tooth, which grows through its lip and continues growing throughout the narwhal's life, and that narwhals living farther north have thicker tusks than their southerly cousins. Some scientists have thought the tusk is used by males to show dominance or to joust with other males, but some females have tusks too. Some theorize it's a sensory organ, allowing the whale to test temperature or salt levels in water. But if so, all narwhals should have one. Narwhals don't use their tusk for spearing or scaring prey, though their prey species are now changing. We're not sure why. Narwhals are known to be some of the deepest diving cetaceans, going down more than a mile. But we don't know what they do down there. Scientists saw a group of narwhals swimming erratically off the coast of Greenland, so they put a tracker on one male and followed it for 3 months. But its path was so seemingly random, they had to use chaos theory to try to make sense of it. Perhaps the narwhal is just unknowable today, making the unicorn of the sea all the more intriguing. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.